Time now for our monthly catch-up with RNIB's campaigns team and a bit of a general election feel to today. Is that right, Shamin?
Yeah, hi, Alan. Yeah, today we've got Kate with us and she's just going to give a rundown of all of the activity we've been doing in the run-up to the general election and some things that people can get involved with as well.
Thanks, Shamin. Kate, let's start off then with the RNIB champions and some guided walk information.
Yeah, first of all, we kicked off with a champion action. This is just a really simple request for candidates to pledge to become RNIB champions should they become elected as MPs. Champions get sent briefings and information ahead of debates, and they're invited to sort of particular events because by becoming a champion, you're indicating that you're interested in sight loss and that you're ready to be a champion for blind and partially sighted people in your constituency. The action, which is simply just a sort of template letter which is sent to different candidates in your constituency, has been incredibly successful. We've had over 1,000 people take part with over 2,000 candidates contacted, and we've had over 100 people sign up to be an RNIB champion should they be elected. This action is going to be running until close of play on the 4th of July. So if you've not had the chance to take it yet, there's still time and it really does make all the difference. It means that we can influence and really sort of build relationships with MPs before they even become MPs. So yeah, thank you very much to everyone who's taken part so far.
Really good, as you say, Kate. You know, you're not waiting till after the election to say, okay, who's an MP now? We'll go and talk to them. You're sort of getting the foot in the door first, which must be good, and you know, getting your message to them ahead of the election itself.
Yeah, 100%. And another way that we've been doing that is through guided walks across all four nations. So organised by us in England and then by the Scotland, Wales and NI teams in their respective countries with candidates. And a guided walk is also pretty straightforward. It's just about taking candidates to a high street in their constituency and showing them some of the obstacles that blind and partially sighted people face every day and how they can be resolved. And in particular, in relation to our priority campaign right now, Vision Rehab, how vision rehabilitation can really help people's confidence in sort of getting out and about safely and confidently. So we've had over 30 walks across the UK in just under 4 weeks, which is incredibly impressive, and is all down to the hard work of volunteers from across the four nations, but also the regional campaigns officers in all four countries.
You can talk to them about the difficulties that people face, and although they're not blind or partially sighted generally themselves, and you know, the sim specs they can take off again, I suppose it gives them a bit of a flavour, and I suppose being out and about on the street as well, you know, that's maybe a bit of sensory overload for them. So you know, a good way to back up what you're actually talking to them about anyway.
Definitely, and it's also incredibly memorable. We've had people come up to us years later, more than a parliamentary term later, and say, oh, I remember when I took part in a guided walk on, you know, Leicester High Street 10 years ago, that really stayed with me and made me think about the different challenges that blind and partially sighted people face and how I can fix them as an MP. So, yeah, they're incredibly effective and well worth doing.
Couple of topics then to finish off with, Kate. We're going to discuss an open letter in just a moment, but let's take a look and hear a bit more about accessible campaigning.
Yep. So one of the things that we've been working on for almost a year now in particular is, in anticipation of an election being called, is making sure that candidates are campaigning in an accessible way. So making sure that the material and content and sort of social posts that they put out are accessible to blind and partially sighted people. So we produced a How to Campaign Accessibly guide a few months ago and launched that along with an alt text day back in March, which loads of candidates took part in from across the country. And we want to encourage candidates to make sure that they're campaigning accessibly, to make sure that this is the most accessible election ever. And hopefully we will beat that record next election and make the next election even more accessible than this one.
It is, when you think about the size of the electorate who are blind or partially sighted, you know, to make, say, your websites or your manifestos or, you know, just some of the campaign literature inaccessible, you're almost kind of, you know, saying to people, well, we're not really telling you what we're all about, but we want your vote anyway. So, you know, I imagine then the parties that do take this to heart, big tick in the box to them. But, you know, I think it's long overdue now that they are looking at this from the drawing board when they're creating their campaigns.
Definitely. And it's something that sometimes people just don't think about. The parties that we've engaged with on this have been incredibly positive for the most part and have made some really just simple changes, which makes their communications more accessible for blind and partially sighted voters.
Let's finish off then, Kate, with an open letter. So looking to the new PM, whoever that may be.
We have drafted an action, which is an open letter to the future Prime Minister. Clearly, we don't know who the next Prime Minister is going to be at this point. It's very much fill in that name after the 4th of July. But we want the future Prime Minister, whoever that is, to make sure that voting is accessible for blind and partially sighted people. This is something that we really majored on in the last parliamentary term. The Elections Act went through Parliament and we did a lot of work across the House trying to influence that to make voting more accessible. But we've got some really concrete suggestions on how voting can be made more accessible, which is very much based on the evidence and work that we've built up over the past 2-3 years now, that we are hopeful that the future Prime Minister and whoever their ministers are in charge of this sort of voting and democracy will take to heart and implement. So that's another thing that people can take part in. It's just as simple as going to the RNAV website. It's on the webpage right now, but if it moves, it'll still be in the campaign section, and people can sign up to that and tell the future Prime Minister that you want them to make voting accessible. And, you know, people who voted in May or will be voting this time will have their opportunity to tell us exactly what went well and what didn't go well when they were voting on polling day through the turned out survey, which we'll be releasing on the 5th of July, so the day after polling day. So we really want you to complete that survey if you've got sight loss and you voted, or even if you didn't vote on the 4th of July, so that you can tell us what the problems were and what the barriers were, so that we can use that as evidence to decision makers that this is a current and relevant problem, and a more importantly sort of a recurring problem that they need to fix ahead of the next general election, whenever that may be. But we have made some progress on this issue. So for example, we trialled different voting devices, which was a really sort of impactful thing to do and gave us a real solid grasp of where we could sort of move forward next in terms of this work. But what we really need is we need the next government to sort of grab it by both hands and find a solution and make it happen.
Shameen, just finally, so if people would like to find out more about some of the things that Kate's been talking about, the open letter, the campaigning around the elections as well, or they want to talk to the campaigns team, want you to find out a little bit more about the work you're doing, what's the best way to do that?
Yeah, there's a number of ways people can get the information as well as the actions, like you said, that Kate has talked about today. And people can email us at campaigns@rnib.org.uk or can call the helpline on 0303 123 9999 if email isn't your thing. You can go to rnib.org.uk/news and select campaigning as the news topic, and that way you'll just see everything that we're up to. Or you can follow us on Twitter using our handle at RNIB_campaigns. We post information about all of our current actions on there quite frequently.
That's it for this month. We'll be back in touch once again after the general election. But for the moment, to Shameen and to Kate, thanks to both of you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks, Alan.
Thanks, Alan.